Good morning. Today is Wednesday. Estelle Fennell is with us. Just want to let her know she's here.
It's Thank you.
Wednesday the 22nd, 207th day of the new year. So, we kind of caught
so
you
you've
in
been
mid-stride
counting,
there, huh?
You've been counting days, huh?
Oh, it starts with one. It just kind of builds. It's more of an inertia thing. Oh, boy. Hey, what was that, before we get into the show, what was that music festival that was in Southern Humboldt this past weekend?
Northern Nights. Yeah, I was down there myself.
What kind of genre is that?
Ooh, kind of out of my area, but...
Were you there
like,
for the beer?
No, electric.
Like international kind
of
stuff?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Oh, it was actually, you know what was amazing was to be there. There were 5,000 people that I...
Yeah, we saw the tents all over the place. We were driving back, and I thought,
No, it wasn't reggae. Totally more mellow than that. And it was...
How do you get mellower than reggae?
Well, in terms of
the
way they had it set up was very interesting. They had a kind of a little thing here and a little thing there, so you could kind of go around. It was more of a community.
Multiple venue.
Okay. It was actually kind of nice.
Huh. 5,000 showed. Okay, so that was about half of...
Eventually they'll go up higher.
That's why we didn't see the shuttle buses.
Nope. Actually, I would say that there were more people from out of town than locals there, for sure. Absolutely sure.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. Lots more.
That's what everybody likes to hear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, money.
Figure out a way to charge tent tax. Tent occupancy
oh my
tax.
Huh? Are you one of those people that want to tax everything?
No, Ryan? But you know somebody's going to be trying to hustle it somewhere, so I thought I'd get out in front of it and giggle out of it. Let's see if we can find a quote this morning and get this show on the road talking about all that good stuff that's out there. Ha! A leader is a man who assumes responsibility. He says, I was beaten. He doesn't say, my men were beaten.
Very good.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, what strikes you this morning? Anything?
Well,
I know there's stuff swirling, but is there any one aspect that's out there that's kind of got you?
Well, you know, yesterday we had a pretty good meeting. We talked about the response to the grand jury report, and we also talked about county pension obligations. Now, that's CalPERS. We're kind of the victims of the market in that a large section of the CalPERS funding comes from investment by CalPERS, you know, the retirement funding. So
I would suggest that investment is an inaccurate word.
Yeah.
Guarantee.
Yeah.
Return.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Might be
guaranteed.
A better phrase.
Well, right, it's the guaranteed return that is in there, and there was in the whole history of CalPERS, you know, things were going very, very well, and at one stage, probably about a dozen years ago, they were going so well that people were over invested to some degree. So some counties, including Humboldt County, decided to up the benefits, and that meant that we were, you know,
locking things in.
Yes. So now we have to deal with that. And I talked with the CAO yesterday, and
we'll talk about what Phil had to say when we come back.
Okay.
It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, you were talking a little bit about some of the CalPERS, and I guess one of the things that a lot of us, well, it was even in some of the measures that have been passed over the years. These funds cannot be used towards personnel.
Yes.
period. Mm-hmm. I mean, because there does seem to be a tendency by those who either are negotiators or conflict avoiders to give away the barn.
Yes.
You know, and so you lock yourself in. And I'm a proponent of the one-time bonus. I think that that has merit. That is something that doesn't obligate the future because, yeah, you don't know, particularly in our area, who I guess the hospital or the university, right, or major employment blocks. Okay, do we know that the sisters, and no rumors to this effect, so don't anybody go stupid on this
one. Are you kidding? You
just started. The hospital leaves.
Yeah.
Boom. Or the university shuts down. There's no way in the world the county could continue to pay as many or at the level that it does now because of the ripples on that going through. So to guarantee down the road, to me, just seems asinine. Now, maybe it's a neat negotiating strategy to get somebody signed, but how can anybody guarantee what's around the corner? There's not many of us that have contracts.
Yeah.
Well, and that's, you know, doing the right thing by getting the right people in is a huge challenge. Also, how do you attract them? Maybe you give a little bonus to you know, for resettlement or whatever if you're going for department heads, that kind of thing. But generally speaking, talking about bonuses versus raises versus guarantees, etc. Right now we have people thinking that because of Measure Z somehow we can now suddenly give raises to everybody. That just is not in the...
Oh, really?
Oh.
Outside the silo of public safety and what the recommendations were?
Oh, people just think that it's a bottomless pit of money. I don't know what they're thinking, but that is not the case. And people have to really
remember. That would be grounds for additional investigation in that department for me.
Well, for me, the bottom line is, you know, when we went out, when we first of all started talking about bringing a tax like Measure Z before the voters, the issue was that we were not getting good enough law enforcement coverage, especially out in the areas outside of the city limits. And also not only not enough coverage, but not enough reliable response to 911 calls in the outlying areas, et cetera. So the obvious answer was we need more boots on the ground, and we need to help the people who actually do show up when you have accidents, shootings, etc., which are the firefighters. So that was really the clear message. We've got to get more coverage for the safety of all. This is not a pool of money to just be distributed willy-nilly on who makes the best case. This is in response to what people need in order for there to be a safer, more secure, healthy community. My contention is if we can guarantee that, if we can get to that point, we will improve the situation for Humboldt County across the board. People will feel better about working here, moving here, locating here, all of those things. People's businesses will be more successful. The economy will go into an uptick. It's all a good investment, but the bottom line is safety. And so to say that we're going to spend extra money on giving people raises, we can't do that. And besides which, it's a limited fund. It's only for 5 years.
Have you ever been involved in anything negotiating, the labor negotiating, or is that personnel that...
No, yeah, we have our negotiator. Obviously, we have our closed sessions where we talk about what the negotiator is doing, and we give guidance. Yes, yeah, we give guidance because we will make the choices. We will make the hard ones and we'll make the easy ones. That's our job. But the negotiator is our spokesperson.
When you look at the median household income of Humboldt County and contrast that to the employment compensation packages for the county, there's such a discrepancy. Mm-hmm. It's not talking about individuals or anything else, but it seems as if a lot of those groups, and it's not just county government, it's just groups in general, that there's not a real recognition of the local market. You know, in San Francisco, they're underpaid.
Yeah.
Get it. I get it.
It's expensive to live
in. In Alturas, you're the upper class.
Yeah.
and it's kind of tough, I think, for some of us to go, you know, government employees should be in the top 20% of the compensation of our county.
Mm-hmm.
Or the top 30 or the top 40. Somewhere, I mean, it seems really out of whack using state figures as the reference instead of local figures the reference. Does that just kind of happen, or is that part of the game?
Well, you know, the bottom line, obviously I can't talk about specific negotiations or anything like that, but the bottom line is that anybody who's got a job with the county has to recognize that the benefits are probably better than pretty much anywhere else you're going to go.
Look outside the building and see what's next
door. Yeah, exactly. And so that comes at a cost. And as we saw here with CalPERS, it's a pretty steep cost. In order to maintain that level of county services, we're going to have to be very, very clear that we just don't have the money to keep, you know, jumping it up and jumping it up.
What was the guaranteed return shortfall this year?
I don't know the figures. I'm sorry. That would be too...
Well, look it up during the break then.
Yeah, I'm looking.
She's got her little portable
I've got my
here.
Portable.
KINS, yeah. News and Information Time.
I think it was 28 million.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with 2nd District Humboldt County Supervisor Estelle Fennell. Estelle, you've had a couple minutes now to find.
Yeah, right.
We teased everybody going into the news break there about the guaranteed return for CalPERS.
What we talked about was 28.5 million, something like that. But the actual amount that would go to the... to pay for the unfunded accrued liability, as they call it, would be $13.5 million.
Out of the current fiscal
year. For this year, 2015-2016. So basically, we have $220 million hanging over our heads. A lot of counties in the state are in this situation because of the bubble burst. But so what we have to do is we have to decide, how are we going to approach this? These are real people. In fact, I asked the CAO yesterday, how many of our employees are covered by that higher level? And it's 85% of current employees. In 2013, we cut it back, what we would guarantee. And so, you know, with people retiring and general whatever, people leaving the county's employee, that will eventually even out. But it will take quite some time, given that it's 85%, and not 85% of the people are close to retirement age.
Yeah, it'll take 25, 30 years for this.
Yeah, I would say it will take quite a while. And so for instance, when the CAO in his report yesterday, he said that by the year 2024, 2025, that part that goes for the unfunded liability will have gone up to $22.76 million for that year alone. So it's pretty amazing that we're in this situation, but we've got to get out of it. And the one where we're looking at it doing, we talked about doing bonds, but that seems to be even more risky. Yeah, exactly. We're looking at trust now. That's where we're going.
How about just giving whatever the annual is out in a bonus payment at the end of the year, that year for that year? Then it's not adding to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to invest it, they can invest it. If they want to spend it, they can spend it. And the county isn't hooked on this obligation of this ongoing, escalating, compounding train wreck.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that somewhere down the line we might have to look at that, but right now we're looking at just creating this trust. I mean, yeah, Brian,
don't even give if me we another were to do it.
Right. No, we're talking about selling county property. I mean, that's how serious this thing is. You know, we do not have a.
The compounding. As large an issue.
Yeah. So, given the fact that we have changed it, you know, eventually we will dig our way out of this. But the bottom line is, we even if we were to change today and stop guaranteeing retirement to people, we still have to deal with all the people, the 85% of county employees who have already been guaranteed that for however long they live. That was one of the problems that CalPERS, you know, created with their predictions on the length of life after retirement. That's changed, and we're having to deal with that. We want people to live a long
time. Yeah, it's not an A, it's a model that's being worked out. How many people are receiving benefits right now from the County of Humboldt?
I don't know.
I'm just wondering, of the 25 million that you referenced, how many people does that represent? What is the average per person, I guess is what I'm looking at, in the retirement package, not in direct compensation?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't give you those figures. I'm sorry.
Something for August.
Yeah, these are the kind of... Yeah, I mean, when these things come before us, obviously that's not my main field. What I'm here to do is to represent the people of the county and how we manage those funds. So when the CIO brings those to floor... so when he comes forward and he says, okay, this is what we got to deal with. Now we have to make the decision. How are we going to handle this? The nuts and bolts, the minute aspects of these figures I'm not familiar with, but they will be presented to me. I can always ask that question of the CAO.
I'm trying to wrap $25 million a year. It's just such a stagger. To me, it's very similar to the pot bust that was made, and they were talking about $120 million. Are you kidding me? That number is unfathomable, I think, for a lot of us.
Yeah.
There just is no reference. Yeah. $25 million in retirement, not compensation.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. Those are, yeah. So how many people does that translate to?
Yeah. I mean, that stagger.
Yeah.
I mean, no wonder there's not enough for paving the roads or for cops or for equipment or any of this stuff. That chunk is just so large.
Well, right, and the whole construct. I mean, it's been CalPERS is a huge entity, and the whole idea was that the employer and the employee would pay into that, and then that would be invested, and it would create these funds, and we could guarantee these fabulous retirements. One of the things that we may have to address. Glenn Ziemer was at the meeting yesterday, and he was talking about how he's kind of budgeting his retirement because he's a CalPERS retiree, and CalPERS funded retiree, I should say. And he said he thinks that, you know, at some point they are going to make a cut in those, and he's going to have to budget for that. That's his own personal budget. He anticipates that somewhere down the line, even though he was guaranteed a certain figure, he will have to anticipate that there'll be a cut. So that's from the CalPERS side, not the county side.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. I'll see if we can step into another mud puddle when we come back.
Oh, gosh.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 847. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, the grand jury report came out also.
Yes.
Talking to a couple of department heads, there were comments made, but not necessarily knowledge embraced or details. We feel so-and-so isn't doing a good job, but they won't say what their reference point or their barometer is.
Mm-hmm.
When you read the grand jury report, what'd you get out of it?
Well, you know, I do think that the grand jury has to be thanked and complimented for spending so much time looking at issues that bother a lot of people in the county. You know, how come aviation isn't doing that well? How come safety is such an issue? How come, you know...
The normal concerns that you probably hear on a daily basis.
Exactly. And so the grand jury is sitting there, and anybody can come in and lodge a complaint, and the grand jury can check it out. And the grand jury goes and looks at all of the departments. So, you know, to be fair, I believe that the issues that were brought forward by the grand jury were pretty much what is on a lot of people's minds: headwaters funds, aviation, public safety, and the harbor district were the first forward that we listened, that we gave responses to this time. We'll also be looking at homelessness as an issue coming up.
Oh, let me know when you solve that one.
Yeah. So with the aviation, for instance, they made recommendations that just can't really be addressed the way they envision, let's put it that way. You know, that's not to say that there isn't an issue, for instance, with aviation. They were thinking maybe it should be managed outside of public works, a different commission, etc. Well, that becomes really problematic when you look at the reality on the ground. Right now it's a good fit. It may not be working perfectly, but taking it outside of that might be a bigger bite than
something like a special assessment district.
Yeah, right. It might be very difficult.
doesn't sound like you're on board with that one.
No. So what we're doing is what we did with regards to our responses. We said, look, the Tom Mattson of Public Works said, no way is this going to work. He's kind of blunt in his response. We said, look, we should take a look at a performance review, or not a performance
standards
review, and do a review of it.
About headwaters? I mean, that headwaters, I think, is as much of a ticking bomb as any of them are.
Right, and what they were looking at there was turning over to Humboldt Area Foundation, and that's tricky in itself as well. So what we're...
That goes against the
charter.
Tenets of it, yeah.
Yeah, right. So we are looking at the Headwaters Fund. We have given some of it to the Treasurer Tax Collector.
Yeah, we'll find out how things evolve. Thanks for coming by.
Are we done already?
We are done.
Oh my
gosh. We are out of here. See you tomorrow morning.